All right, 1380 WPHM, Art on the River this weekend. The headlining musical act is Saturday night. Derek St. Holmes is going to be playing. If you have ever sung to a Ted Nugent song at the top of your lungs in the car, we've all done that, then you've got Derek St. Holmes to thank for that. And he's on the line with us right now. Derek, good morning.
How are you, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great. What a career you've had. I want to talk about it, but let's go right back to the very beginning. When did your life in rock and roll begin?
My life in rock and roll, gosh, I guess it began when I was probably 11 years old watching the Ed Sullivan Show, and I saw Elvis, and I went, whoa, that looks like a cool job. Look at those girls going crazy. I said, that's the job for me.
There you go.
And truly, yeah, then my dad went out and bought me an acoustic guitar, and then I just stood in front of the mirror and started strumming. I didn't even know how to play.
That's awesome.
Isn't that
funny? Who were some of your musical influences at that early age? Obviously, Elvis.
Yeah, obviously, Elvis. I did go to the Michigan State Fairgrounds with my parents, and my first live concert was the Supremes.
Oh, wow.
And I was young, and when I saw that, I just thought, wow, the place is packed. They were singing great. I just kind of saw what it was doing to the crowd, and that's, you know, that seemed to be my calling. But, you know, Marvin Gaye, you know, it starts early with the soul stuff.
Yeah.
Because we listen to all that top 30 stuff, you know. I mean, I guess the Animals, you know, Eric Burdon's voice, and then hearing Cream and hearing Mitch Ryder and, you know, all the guys in Michigan, very influenced by MC5.
Yeah,
I gotta say. But yeah, I mean, all that early stuff. Hearing Bob Seger sing "Ramblin' Gamblin' Man" on "Swingin' Time" and all that stuff just kind of got me.
So absolutely. So when was the first time you got up on stage? When did you get to play?
Oh my gosh! Let me see. I think I started doing pool parties when I was 13.
Yeah.
My dad would drive us over. He'd drop me off with my amp and my guitar. And he'd say, okay, I'll be back, you know, in a couple hours. And I said, okay. And same with the drummer and the bass player. You know, his parents would drop him off. And we played at pool parties, and we started to see what kind of songs moved people. And we did a lot of covers. You know, we did, gosh, everything from Beach Boys to The Doors. You know, we did it all. But I think that's the first real standing in front of people was probably at a pool party. And we had a local youth center that my aunt, luckily enough, ran. And she'd let us play there every other Friday. And we got a chance to, you know, start to hone our wares there. But I've kind of always loved to stand in front of people and, you know, sing and play. And
nothing better than
make
that.
Somebody feel good.
In those early days, Derek, when you guys started playing the circuit and you kind of started getting around a little bit, did you ever come up to Port Huron to play gigs?
Absolutely. I was just thinking, should I tell the story or shouldn't I? So I thought to myself,
yeah, tell the story.
So I think we were still in high school, and I was playing with a different band, and I was just a guitar player. And we went up to Port Huron and played outdoors somewhere. And had such a good time. I mean, it was like a hippie fest or something. And I remember getting so stockered on wine, I had to go sit in the van for a little while. But then I did come around so I could come back and do the very last set. So at least I did 3 out of 4 sets. It was all good. I made it happen. But yeah, I'm hoping that doesn't exactly happen again. But
well, we'll see. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a beautiful night Saturday. You're going to be right by the river.
Know.
I mean, this is going to be the perfect setting.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be crazy. Bring your dancing shoes.
There you go.
Because we are going to rock it out, man. We're going to rock it. And, you know, a lot of people that don't know who I am, they don't know that I'm the singer that sang all that Ted Nugent stuff.
Well, yeah.
I like to think that we helped put Ted on the map, you know.
You absolutely did. And I mean,
yeah.
you wrote and sang with Ted. Did I read somewhere you did some work with some of the guys from Aerosmith, too?
Yeah, with Brad Whitford, guitar player from Aerosmith. We have, so far, we've done 2 solo albums. We like to keep them 45 years apart.
That's an interesting strategy.
So we did the last one. I guess we did it about 40 years. But I was thinking, okay, now they're doing they're doing a Vegas residency, so we'll probably go away from each other for another 20 years, and we'll come back. We probably got a third album somewhere before we croak. But Brad's great, and every time we get together, we write some great songs because, you know, in the Nugent thing, he likes to write all of his own material, yeah. And most of the time we co-write it with him, and you know he doesn't even know what happened. But and then Brad always writes all these songs, but Joe and Steven like to be the core writer, so he doesn't get a chance to put that material over there. So we kind of throw our stuff together, and that's kind of what we come up with when we do a Whitford St. Holmes album. So, but you know, you can go check that out at, you know, shameless plug over at iTunes and check it out.
Cool. Talk with Derek St. Holmes. He's the headlining act on Saturday night at Art on the River in Port Huron, Kiefer Park, right by the river. It's going to be a great night and a lot of fun. Tell us about your band. Who are you bringing up with you?
Well, I'm bringing up one of the alumni from Ted Nugent, Dave Kiswinney, bass player, and he was with Ted from 79 forward, and like the Weekend Warriors days, and the drummer is John Whitehead. He's played with many country artists here in Nashville. They're kind of like session guys. If I didn't live here, I really couldn't afford these guys, but John Whitehead is going to play drums. And Andy Flores is going to play keyboards. Andy is from the Toledo area. We're not going to hold that against him. <We're> gonna... But he rocks out. My band, I found guys that could take me back to my roots in Detroit in the early days. Cool. Andy plays like all those early keyboard players that used to rock it out in Detroit. John is from Dallas, Texas, and he lays it down like he's in ZZ Top or something. And Dave, of course, is from up in that area. Yeah. And Dave is just a monster on the bass and singing. So it's going to be a powerhouse show, you know. And if there are some Ted Nugent songs that you want to hear, shout them out, man. I can hear you from the stage. Shout it out. We play it all.
Well, it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a lot of fun. We really look forward to it. And we're so glad that you're coming up here to do this. This is the kind of music, too, by the way, that, you know, it takes you back. So, you know, you're going to be playing to a group of people that were there back in the day. But younger people starting to discover some of this music, too. I mean, that's got to be a lot of fun when you see younger faces out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, at this age, yeah, I'm 66 now, and 66 going on 22, but
there you go.
All my, you know, we've all got children, and all my kids grew up on this stuff, and I'm glad to see that most of them are, you know, go way back. They dig deep, and you know, believe it or not, Paul, I was walking on the beach, another shameless plug. Mm-hmm. We have a place down in between Destin and Panama City Beach, but I'm walking on the beach, and it's packed with college kids, and they're just sitting out there, and they've got all the music blasting, and do you know that almost everybody is listening to either some sort of R&B or blues,
yeah,
or Stevie Ray Vaughan-ish, and I'm just saying to myself, it's awesome. It is not lost. These kids get it, and it's just, you know, the American music is blues and rhythm.
Absolutely. Rock and roll will never die.
Yeah, man. It's exciting.
And this is the perfect time of year for it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Derek, it's great having you on. Great talking to you, and going to be even better seeing you rock out on Saturday night around 8:30 or so at Kiefer Park for Art on the River. We can't wait.
Yeah, man. We're going to do it. We're going to rock it.
All right, man. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
take
you.
Care. Yep. Bye-bye. Bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. There you have him. Derek St. Holmes, he's playing. He's the headlining act, the musical act at Art on the River, Kiefer Park. He'll play about 8:30 or so on Saturday night.